is Hank FM, and it is
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
Indeed, indubitably, it is not necessarily the news. Keeping you up to date. It's the 12th of March, so there you go. Our work here is finished. You're welcome, America. And we welcome our worldwide audience on our Hank Facebook Live. Have fun in the comments, kids. Some breaking news.
Breaking news!
That, so after the whole shouting match a couple weeks ago there in the Oval, turns out Ukraine, U.S. now got a deal and a 30-day ceasefire, hoping that Russia will agree to it. And that resumes sending military aid and intelligence to Ukraine. So that going down with Mr. Marco Rubio. Making it happen. And now he will, I guess, go to Russia. So, lucky him. But coming home today, Barry Butch Wilmore and Sunita Suni Williams have been in space since June of 2024. Last year, they were supposed to be there a week. They finally get rescued today. SpaceX and NASA we'll be launching from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida about 7:30 tonight. The rescue mission to go get them. Because they went up in a Boeing.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to come back in a SpaceX. Because the Boeing broke.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, there seems to be a trend with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so coming home. Can you imagine that still?
That's what I was thinking.
They... I mean,
where's the professor?
You doubt that they packed enough for this trip, you know? And I can't imagine the amenities. I doubt they're stocked up there. And after a while, you just run out of stuff to watch on Netflix. So I hope they get home safe and sound, Butch and Suni.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
I hope they do.
Love you. Okay, so pop quiz. Would you return to a job where you got smacked right in the face the last time you went to work? Well, Chris Rock may have to make the decision in the very near future. Rumors are swirling that the bigwigs over at the Academy Awards want him back to host once again because the last time, well, you do remember Slapgate with Will Smith. Apparently, it's unfinished business to the old C-Rock, and he may take the bait. By the way, the gig is a lot more about prestige, which you know well. KB. It only pays about $15,000 to $25,000, which is chump change for these big celebrities. Chris Rock, worth $60 million. So he really doesn't need the cash.
Yeah, I think you should do it. I think just take another swing at it. Hey! We mentioned it is National Girl Scout Day. Happy 113th birthday to the Girl Scouts. In fact, they were founded March 12th, 1912. 5 years later is when they started selling the cookies in 1917.
Let's get on it.
So, recent latest poll, Professional Baker ranked the Girl Scout cookies. Number 5, lemonades.
Okay.
Number 4, Toastiades. That's actually being... Yeah.
Toasty? Are those the cinnamons?
I don't know, but they're being discontinued next year.
Dang it.
That's number 4.
Okay.
We know what that's like.
Number 5.
Tagalongs. Samoans come in at 2.
I love a good Samoan.
And what? We don't have any rock stories in here. And then number 1, Thin Mints.
Of course.
Now, on the flip side to that, there is a class action lawsuit against the Girl Scouts for Thin Mints and other cookies. Lawsuit seeks at least $5 million in damages for allegedly Girl Scout cookies having heavy metals and pesticides in trace amounts in their cookies. Girl Scouts say the health and safety of the Girl Scouts cookie customers' top priority. Rest assured, Girl Scout cookies are safe to consume, they said. But, yeah, they did have heavy metals found in them, which does that just, I think the only thing, does that mean they'll be tariffed now? Because that would be, you can't have that.
Does it come with Judas Priest?
There
right
is
there
a
the
line.
Yeah,
okay. We can't cross it. It's a thin line, but it's a thin minty line.
Martha Stewart can do a lot more than just cook and design and hang out with the rapper Snoop Dogg. The design diva, hard at work on her autobiography, but she's taking her time. She's having fun and making sure it all comes together. In fact, she said she doesn't want it to come in at 900 pages like Barbra Streisand's long and boring book. As you can imagine, this is not going over well with one Barbra Streisand. She's apparently furious. It took her over a decade to write it by hand and doesn't even consider Martha in the same league as her celebrity.
Did she get verklempt? I hope she got verklempt. This should be interesting today. This would be a first time that we ever said, might be interesting to see what's on The View today.
Oh.
Wendy Williams will be on The View today. And if you've been following any of that, it just keeps getting weirder, weirder, strange, stranger. And she'll be on The View. Now, speaking of The View, also a thing never said on this show.
Uh-huh.
Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell, you remember back, that was like the first feud Trump ever had back in
the day.
Right. I mean, it was an absolute blood sport between the two. Rosie O'Donnell, she announced yesterday, has officially moved to Ireland. She says because of the, quote, political climate in the States. So, for like half the side of America. You didn't know you were voting for that, did you? But we got rid of Rosie!
You just want me to play my Irish whistle, don't you?
Carry on.
There's plenty of time. So Easter, just 39 days away, and, well, there's a lot of action going on out there. Different things that you can buy to celebrate the occasion. And Peeps leading the charge. They've got some new flavors this year, including root beer float, Fruit Loops, and hot tamales. Mm. Meanwhile, Bath & Body Works getting in on the action. They've got carrot cake hand cream, Tutti Frutti hand cream, and rose vanilla hand cream. All of these are great ways to celebrate, particularly because a dozen eggs is now $5.51. So you might as well just have the candy.
In a related story, we probably will be reporting on people eating soaps and stuff from Bath & Body Works. I like carrot cake. So while yesterday at the White House, Trump was buying a Tesla from Elon, wait for tomorrow's show. Philadelphia Eagles yesterday, Super Bowl champions, officially accepted the invitation to do the ceremonial, traditional White House visit to celebrate their Super Bowl victory. Of course, they say they're working on logistics, but it looks like this will be end of April. And that's following speculation that the team would refuse the visit in recent years. I mean, the tradition has become subject to political divides and the like. Fortunately, something the Cowboys will never have to worry about. Back to space news. While they go rescue the astronauts today, NASA yesterday eliminated several departments across the board. Ironically, they were doing it to create more space.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.